DJ Heckes.
We're with you every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on KTBL 1050. Of course, the purpose of the show is to have people of consequence, people that are really making a difference, not just talking about it, in the Albuquerque ecosystem. So we don't have too many politicians on our DJ, because we folks that actually make economic development a reality.
And transformational leadership.
Whatever that means. So introduce Bill Bryce.
You know, I feel very fortunate. Bill is also a friend and a longtime colleague of mine. He's the founder and chairman of Boomtime since 2006 to the present, which is over 9 years here. He's survived lots of things going on with the economy and always is an innovator of technology. Boomtime empowers small businesses to compete with the big guys with low-cost, high-power marketing services. Welcome, Bill, to our show today.
Thank you, DJ. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. We're really excited because you do so many great things in Albuquerque, Bill. And, you know, your name is everywhere. You know, you're part of The Verge, you're Boomtime, the Verge Fund, ABQID. Let's just pick one at a time because you're doing three or four plus exponentially growing great things in Albuquerque. So I'd like to hear a little bit about The Verge Fund. I know you started that in January of 2004, and it's been going on almost 12 years here in the New Mexico area. Tell us a little bit about how that works with The Verge Fund and why you founded that and what it does.
So I have a real passion around high-growth businesses. And this is an and. This is not taking away from the sort of traditional economic development of recruiting a company to come to town. I'm all for that. I actually love call centers because they're a breeding ground for the employees that we need in our high growth tech companies. But the way that we're really going to have a fundamental change in what the economic future of Albuquerque is like is growing our own companies. And one of the core things that we're missing is we don't have that Fortune 500 headquarters that is a breeding ground for management talent. And that's the key element that we have to add into these companies, because we have everything else we need, right? You can't name a more technology-rich environment than New Mexico. You go down the Rio Grande Innovation Corridor, you've got $6-7 billion in R&D that happens every single year. What we need is more expertise in taking that and taking all those amazingly smart people and packaging that into companies that go to market and create commercial success. And those kind of homegrown companies, I mean, every time we have an entrepreneur who starts a company here and then grows it and sells it to a Fortune 500 company, which now creates a division within that company in Albuquerque, that's what creates that talent and experience. Because once you've done that, you turn around and do it again.
You're listening to ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. on KTBL 1050. I'm Jeffrey Candelaria, along with
DJ Heckes.
Our guest is Bill Bryce. He's the general partner, among many things, a company called Verge Limited here in Albuquerque. So let me ask you, I tend to be very direct, and I don't like to be nonsensical about some of this stuff because I'm not running for office, and I never will. Never's a long time. But anyway, we have, and I've seen it over the last 27 years, and it's an unspoken elephant in the room, a sort of a sense of entitlement in New Mexico about the way we conduct ourselves. I mean, most of the folks that have jobs, and we're all blessed to have jobs, are either state, federal, or related to some kind of government infrastructure. And what you're doing is really bringing entrepreneurship into our economic ecosystem. And how do we do a better job of inspiring just folks to be more business conscious, more business friendly, and to actually take action? Because it can be very much a topic that we talk about when we're at a podium and eating rubber chicken at an event, but you're actually doing it. Talk about that mindset and how you actually apply action to building entrepreneurship in Albuquerque.
You know, there's really only one thing that's actually going to have a real impact and create the cultural change that we need, and that's very significant success. We have to decide that we want to do this, because we have all the elements to get in the game. We just have to put them together, and we're not at the starting line. There's a bit of a sense of that now that there is a real discussion about startups and the startup ecosystem here. That okay, now we're started. But you know what? we started years ago, you know, thanks to the efforts of, you know, what Sherman McCorkle has done at TVC and what they continue to do. You know, that all created this foundation from which companies have sprung in the mid-2000s that had to survive the recession. And now we're having overnight success. Those companies are now coming to fruition. And so we're not at the starting line. We're seeing the success come alive right before us. And I don't think there's anything that's going to solve the problem other than the people that are in this community that care about it, stepping up and making that happen. Because then when you see that success, it will change the attitude.
Well, there's the adage, what attracts a crowd? A crowd. What attracts success? Success. So once we actually see success, like our next guest, Andy here, multimillionaire guy, it brings synergy. It brings inspiration. I can do that too because I know Andy, or I, you know, I'm emulating the same kind of thing. When I used to work at the chamber, and I don't know if it's done anymore, we used to identify about 50 kids that were in sixth grade and take them to an architect. We would take them to an engineering firm. We would take them to meet Andy and meet an actual architect. And I'm telling you, about 80% of those kids would actually be inspired because it's not like some guy behind the curtain doing all this magic. It's a guy with a pen designing a building, and a kid feels like, hey, I can possibly do that too. And the average salary for an architect in Albuquerque is $200,000. So the point is, inspiration is another thing that I think you're talking about by actual successful businesses that we surround ourselves with.
Yeah, when you see the opportunity, I mean, look, all these tech companies, every single one of them is hiring and needs people right now. And if you go out and learn how to code, and frankly, you don't even need to go to school for this, but you can go to C&M's boot camp, you can go learn how to do this yourself, and you can come out of the gate with a $50,000, $60,000 a year job that quickly turns into $120,000 a year.
You know, that kind of ties us in with ABQID, because that's exactly what you're doing. It's like an incubator. It's been, a year and a half now? And tell us a little bit about how you're introducing Lean Startup, the principles, and you're really democratizing entrepreneurship. How is that working on that incubator, and what are you seeing on the talent coming out of that?
Yeah, we're having so much fun with ABQID, because what we're doing is going out in the community and really taking advantage of something that's really inherent in New Mexico, because we actually have a very entrepreneurial culture here, frankly, because we had to have it to survive. And what we're doing is taking that and pulling it out and finding all the people who want to build a business and say, here, come learn how to do that. Come to one of our boot camps and see how you can apply lean startup techniques to absolutely any kind of business, because it's really about taking whatever it is you want to do and testing it in the market right away before you invest a lot of money into that business. And that will work whether you want to do a food cart, a food truck, a restaurant, a high-tech startup. It applies to every kind of business. And what we do is match up every entrepreneur that steps forward. What's the resource that can best help them achieve their dream? And some of those have really high growth, big ideas that can create a huge company. And those are the ones that we bring into ABQID and the accelerator. And so we pick the 10 or 15 best ideas backed by the best teams every year, and we bring them into ABQID. And we have the intensive 90-day process where our whole goal is to build a scalable business where you can take that and turn it into a really high growth business that makes a big difference.
Our guest is Bill Bryce. He's the general partner for Verge and obviously a serial entrepreneur, as we've heard thus far. So, Bill, what about the baby boomers and people like us that aren't that well-versed in technology? We're sort of like in this purgatory, if you will, in some sense, in that I've noted a lot of businesses don't use social media very well, not judging them. It's just an observation. Don't realize that the way younger populations consume products and services, when they leave a restaurant, they'll make a statement about that restaurant, good or bad, that could have a very meaningful impact in the retention of clients or building new clients. So I guess my question is, do we talk enough about the folks that don't understand the importance of technology in business that are existing businesses?
Yeah, you're really getting after a great digital divide that's happened with this paradigm shift, right? A lot of our local businesses are owned by boomers, and who, you know, what's the clientele that they want? They want the millennials. And that is a really interesting divide between those two. And that has become a huge problem because the old ways of promoting your business, frankly, just don't work that well anymore. And the large companies that our small businesses are competing with, they have amazingly sophisticated marketing available at their fingertips. And the data mining that they can do to go in and find exactly the right customer, sell you exactly the right product, exactly the right moment. Well, if our small businesses don't catch up and don't apply that same kind of marketing sophistication, then, you know, the future does not bode that well. On the other hand, if you turn it around and say, you know what, if all of the small businesses come together and as one take the combined power that they have and the combined audience that they have with all of their customers, well, then they become much more powerful than each of those large businesses. And that's a very amazing thing that the local businesses in Albuquerque are doing right now. And that's what we're doing with one of our Verge companies that's called Boomtime.
Yeah. Well, that's why I invented ABQ Connect Now, because it's a free platform where people in business can get together and build synergistic and strategic alignment relationships. And that's what this show is all about. We appreciate you being a guest. EJ.
You know, Bill, I'm a Boomtime customer, and I see that value. And I'm a boomer, and it's interesting because I totally understand that innovation cusp of a lot of boomers that I work with. And I consider myself to be more of a Gen X thinker because I'm realizing, being in business 15 years, that we need to have those collaborative partnerships like Boomtime, that you can take your database of, say it's 10,000 Albuquerque and surrounding, turn it over to Boomtime like we did, put it out in a newsletter, cross-pollinate with other like-minded businesses, and make an offer. So not only does it go to my customer list, but it goes to the customers in my community and all of their exponentially growth customers. And I think that's a great idea. Tell me how that's working and where you see that going, because I think that's a great way to help small businesses right now.
Yeah, it has an amazing viral effect because every business that comes in then expands the network. They each have more businesses that they would like to bring in. And we do it in such a way that nobody sees each other's information. So you get the benefit of cross-promoting with other businesses. And, you know, small businesses have always done this, right? You get two businesses together and they decide to do a cross-promotion. But imagine doing that with 50 or 100 or 200 businesses with no effort. And that's what we're making possible with Boomtime. And now we have brought the consumers to the table also. And so we have launched Boomtime.com as now a consumer-facing site so that we can feature all of these great local businesses that we have. And it's really, it's Pinterest for local business.
You know, that takes us back. I want to go back a little bit in time when I first met you. I think it was back in 95, 96 when you were with ProLaw, the founder and president and the software company. Take us on that journey, Bill, of where you went from ProLaw and all the things that you've kind of dabbled in and why you planted your feet on the last three ventures that you're working on, which is the ABQ ID, the Boomtime, and the Verge. Can you take us on that quick journey?
Yeah, so it took me 15 years to build ProLaw. So I started it as a freshman at UNM. And even though the personal computer industry was created in Albuquerque, all of that was gone by the time that I started ProLaw. And because, well, I was 19, so I already knew it all, so I'm not sure I would have accepted help anyway. But there wasn't any. And so it took me a long time to figure out how to run a business. But then we got it down, and we started doubling the company every year, and we did that for 5 years. And ProLaw turned into what I call a double. That's when we grow a company large enough that when we sell it, it sticks. And so if you go down and drive down Masthead in the Jefferson area, you're going to see a building that's got the Thomson Reuters logo on it. And that's from my company that I sold 15 years ago. And so it continues today here in Albuquerque. Well, you know what? We need to hit doubles over and over again. And if you do that, if you keep hitting doubles and you keep getting at bat, you're going to start hitting some home runs too. And that's what Verge is about. We have a portfolio of later stage startups that are all on that path. We've got several companies that can be a home run. And ABQ ID is about helping entrepreneurs get in the game to start with.
Very good, Bill. Again, you're listening to ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. on KTVL 1050. I want to thank Mike, our producer here. He's with us every Tuesday, Saturday, whenever we record the show. Thank you for producing today. I'm Jeffrey Candelaria along with
DJ Heckes.
So, Bill, getting back to, again, I keep coming back to what's called traditional marketing because that's what I was spawned from. And I myself struggle with some of the technology integration, promoting who I am, ABQ Connect now. But I'm recognizing that, and I'm not picking on millennials, but they consume services and products very differently than we did. We used to go to Sears and buy one of two options. You have this dryer and that dryer. That's it. Consumers are now saying, we don't want that dryer. In fact, we don't need a dryer. This is what we want. So it's changed the whole, I hate the word paradigm, that's so dumb, but that whole way of doing business has changed. Is there a place, and this is just a question from your perspective, is there a place for traditional entities like chambers of commerce, all of that? I worked at one for 20 years. I don't know that they've done a good enough job of keeping up with the new way that business is being conducted. It's really global. If you want something, you can order something from Bangkok in 3 seconds. And I don't know that, and I'm just asking your perspective, are the traditional institutions like chambers of commerce and those kinds of things, are they keeping up, in your opinion, with the way we are conducting business today?
Well, yeah, things have changed dramatically. But there's so much value in bringing our local businesses together. So, you know, I'm a member of the Hispano Chamber, and I love what the Hispano does in bringing our local businesses together. And that's very powerful because, you know, once again, the only way that small businesses are really going to be able to compete with the big guys is by teaming up. And so every element that we can do that encourages that to happen is very powerful. And you have to change how you market today if you want to attract the next generation of consumers. They, you know, they're online. They're not watching TV. They're not reading the newspaper. We're on the radio, which is one of the few traditional forms of media that can be effective for a small business. But you know what? Most of them don't have the sophistication and don't have the budget in order to make it work. So it takes a lot of effort to figure out how to grow your business today. On one hand, right? So because the number of options has proliferated exponentially. On the other hand, the really simple approach of word of mouth, which is what really powers small business, if you take that and amplify it, it's amazingly powerful. And now we've got tools that allow us to do that in ways that just weren't possible before.
There was an iconic steakhouse on Wantabo. I won't mention it. We all know what it is. Starts with a P, ends with an S. It was an iconic restaurant that had really good food, organic. Albuquerque was an institution for 40 years. In my view, they did not do a good job of really reaching out to other generations than their core generation. And that core generation got old and died. No disrespect. It's what happened to Las Vegas 1965, 1979. When all the folks that were going to Las Vegas, Nevada were literally getting old and dying off until that Wynn guy says, hey, we need to do something to expand who our market is. Otherwise, this is going to be a ghost town. So I think there's a lot of relevance to what you're saying, and you teach that very thing. And our next guest, Andy, is going to live and demonstrate what he's talked about in that regard. So let's talk further about your service at Boomtime. What do you do at Boomtime? Boomtime.
Yeah, so the core thing that we do is we take the audience that each small business has. And if you think about it, and you added all the small businesses up in Albuquerque, they actually have a larger audience than any media company. And the problem is that each business has their own little slice of that. Well, if you network them together and you enable them to, in a non-competitive way, build a very large network of other businesses that share the same demographics, they're selling to the same consumers. Well, now they can cross-promote at scale, and that is really powerful. And the problem with marketing, so, you know, I'm really a marketing guy, so I think marketing is number one. But I also run a small business, and you know what? Everything about that small business gets in the way. And marketing always tends to be about number five on the list, and we always get to about, you know, two or three. And so it just doesn't happen. And what small businesses need is a service that does their marketing for them, takes their brand experience and really expresses it and takes it out to the market, because this is something that's got to happen. This dialogue with your customers has to happen day in and day out. And the philosophy that I have is that who you should be spending your money on if you're a small business. You should spend your money on your customers, not on, you know, extravagant ways to reach new customers. Let's instead focus on the customers we have, give them an amazing experience, give them a reason to come back over and over again, and then network to, because who's the best prospect for your business? It's the friends of the customers that you already have.
It's also creating those evangelists that follow you on that networking collaboration that you do.
And it just makes a lot more sense to spend your money on your customers, give them a reason to come back in. And I'm not talking about discounting. I hate Groupon. It has caused more destruction within small business than anything else in the last 10 years. But you can create really amazing experiences and offers that bring your existing customers back and bring new customers in for the first time. And you have to ask yourself, when you put a new promotion out, is that something that I would do that would bring me in? Because you know what, that 10% off, that doesn't cause anybody to do anything. But if you give somebody a really compelling offer and a reason to come into your business, then you've created real value, because now you can capture that customer, show them the amazing experience of your business, and create a long-term repeat customer.
Our guest is Bill Bryce. He is the owner of Boomtime and several other businesses. He's a serial entrepreneur. I'm Jeffrey Candelari, along with
DJ Heckes.
We're with you every Saturday on KTBL 1050 AM. Tell your friends. If you'd like to promote your business, if you have an event, activity, give me a call, 604-9081, 604-9081. I'm Jeffrey Candelaria, and I'm a very good networker and a master marketer in Albuquerque. Yes, I'm saying master marketer. That's correct. Our next live ABQ Connect Now event is taking place, I think, at your place, right? Isn't it going to be a Biz Gratis, DJ?
It will be. It's actually November 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I'm on the board for the Hispano Chamber of Commerce, so this is an annual event that I host. Last year, we had 350 attendees. Make sure you call 828-0574. That's 828-0574 to RSVP.
And our next ABQ Connect Now live event, which is an extension of this radio program, is December 2nd at Dave & Buster's from 5 to 8 p.m. Thank you for reminding me, DJ. I appreciate that. I think you have a question for Mr. Rice here.
I do. You know, Bill, let's go back to all of the entrepreneurs that you're incubating and creating, and you see so much technology out there. Tell us, do you really see the next Bill Gates or better coming from Albuquerque? Because I feel we're getting close.
So and it's not just Bill Gates, right? If you think about what's been created in New Mexico, right? We created the nuclear industry, we created the personal computer industry, we created created nanotechnology. Our problem is not creating things. Our problem is holding on to them and building great businesses out of them. So we have everything we need to create the next Bill Gates. The next Bill Gates is riding his 10-speed around right now. Is driving his 914 around town right now. We just need to help him, because why did Gates leave? Because there wasn't anybody to help him build that business. And we don't need to make that mistake again, and we're not. So we're going into a very different direction now, because I firmly believe that there are two kinds of economies in the future. There's innovation-led, and there's dead. Fortunately, we have chosen the innovation-led route, and we're in the perfect position to do that because we have such a rich technology base to pull from.
Let's go back to that comment. You know, you say it's after a business gets started. I remember a couple months ago when we had our Leadership Tomorrow Today seminar, which is coming up, we'll talk about later. But I read an article in Albuquerque Business First that said we are ranked an F grade. We went from a C to an F within a one-year period of having leadership training within Albuquerque and surrounding and networking events. And I really found offense to that article on getting nationally ranked, not Albuquerque Business First, they just reported it, but the information, because I see so many great things and collaborations going on and businesses partnering to put on leadership conferences, training, incubations, and big networking events. How do you feel about that, you know, article, and what do you see in the future besides that innovate-led? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so rankings are sort of like, you know, everybody's got to have a top 10 list now, and so everybody invents a ranking, and they just pull random data together in order to create a ranking so they can have an article and get other people to write about it. I just don't spend much time paying attention to the, you know, something that's coming from out of market for somebody who's never even been to Albuquerque. If you're part of the ecosystem here, you know that we have a very vibrant, well-networked, well-connected system here. And if you are an entrepreneur and want to build something, this is one of the best places to do it because you're surrounded by people who want to help you make that happen. And there's a lot of more mature ecosystems where that's simply not true.
I do see a lot of dinosaur leadership, though, I must say. I call it dinosaur leadership, meaning, no offense to anyone, I'm not going to mention names, but you have certain people that have been in power broker positions, leading organizations for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I don't think that's healthy. Even Jesus was here for 3 years. He took off, left Peter in charge. Look at Thomas Jefferson. He didn't want to run for office a second term because the whole mindset was lead, make a contribution, do something else. That's why I love entrepreneurs. They create a business. They're agile. They sell it. They move on to creating something else, making another contribution to the collective ecosystem. But some of these folks have had power broker positions in Albuquerque. I don't think that's healthy.
So one of the things we did with ABQID is we purposely set it up to say, you know what, the goal here is to not create an executive director that's going to have a 10, 20-year career. The whole purpose is to come in with an entrepreneur who then wants to go lead and build something. And then another entrepreneur comes in and leads and then goes and builds something. And I just think that makes more sense within the context of what we're doing here.
You know, and I love that. And I love the mentality. And, Bill, I see what you're doing in the community. And I really appreciate all that you're doing for the entrepreneurs. And I hear great things that's coming out of The Verge. I've actually gone over there in the afternoons and been a mentor to some of the startup companies that you're building, too, that we didn't even really talk about whole the whole startup when they first present to you at The Verge. Then they go to 1 Million Cups. Can you explain if a business person or an entrepreneur has a great idea how they can contact you to really get on that cycle?
Yeah, and so it's so easy to get engaged here because you can just show up at 1 Million Cups, and if you have an interesting idea, they're happy to put you up on the stage, you know, the next week and get feedback on what you're doing. And that can then lead to coming to entrepreneurial office hours, which ABQID does every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m., and whatever that next issue is in building your business, there's going to be somebody there in that room that's going to help you. So you can just walk into the Verge building. It's 317 Commercial Street. It's right down in Edo. And come in any Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5, and you'll find somebody who's going to help you build that business. And they will help you find that next step of here's the right resource for you in order to make your dream come true.
Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. Maybe one final question. I think we're concluding the segment. What about access to capital? I know we have angel investors and venture capital investors. It's a little confusing if you're starting a business, understanding what both of those capital injections to your business can mean. In some ways, you acquiesce some business to that access to venture capitalist. But how do you think the access to capital is in Albuquerque at this time, and what's lacking, or what's your view of access to capital in Albuquerque?
So capital is always a problem, and every entrepreneur complains about the lack of capital, and it really should be the very last thing that you address. And so, yeah, we lack capital like almost every environment, unless you happen to be in Palo Alto. First, you got to focus on building a great business. If you do that, you can find the capital. Is it easy? Absolutely not. You got to work hard.
And you have to understand what the implications are depending on the kind of capital you're injecting into your business.
And we have the people that'll help you figure out what that means.
Thank you again, Bill Bryce, for being our guest today. I'm Jeffrey Candelaria, along with
DJ Heckes.
We'll be back on ABQ Connect Now after these brief messages.
Did you know that only 50% of your marketing dollars actually work? That's right, just 50%. Which 50% is working for you? Are you tired of wasting money and not reaching the right target audience through your marketing dollars? Exhibit can help you get noticed through design and print of corporate branding, marketing one sheets, brochures, and trade show displays. Marketing has changed, and the way to reach your target audience is changing. If you want to grow your business and work with a reputable and well-known company, be sure to call now and talk with one of our marketing and Exhibit experts, 828-0574. That's 828-0574. Or visit us on the web at exhib-it.com. Again, exhib-it.com. Exhibit, it's New Mexico's leading provider of marketing, design, and printing, and portable, modular, and custom trade show displays. proud sponsor and co-host of KTBL 1050 AM ABQ Connect Now Business Talk Radio Show on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m.
Welcome back, Albuquerque, to ABQ Connect Now Business Radio Program. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. on KTBL 1050. If you're a business person, you need to be a guest on the show, or you need to listen to the show, or you need to come to one of our live events. My name is Jeffrey Candelaria, along with
DJ Heckes.
Again, the purpose of ABQ Connect Now is to have power brokers, decision makers, and people of consequence, particularly in business like our next guest, who have made and continue to make an enormous difference in the Albuquerque ecosystem. DJ.
Well, let's welcome our guest now. He's the CEO and founder of LeVu. I'm sure many of you have heard that new name here in Albuquerque, not so new, a few years old. Andy Lim is the CEO and co-founder of LeVu. It's a worldwide leader of iPad POS systems for restaurants. It was founded right here in Albuquerque in August of 2010, and what began as a really simple solution to a common point-of-sale problems is today a full-featured all-in-one software solution that redefines the entire approach to restaurant business management. Andy, if you could share with us how you got started in LeVu, and then we want to talk about the great news of that $15 million Series A round that you are doing for growth in the company.
Thank you, DJ. So it's actually pretty straightforward, right? I mean, when any company started, usually there's a problem existed. So what we're trying to do is just a friend of mine approached me and say, they're building a restaurant and they don't want that dinosaur point of sale system, the legacy point of sale system that cost them so much money, and then very, very, very hard to maintain or doesn't have any efficiency at all. You just have that kind of opportunity when you look at the new technology coming out and the perfect timing, actually. Technology really is about timing. Forget about the team, forget about anything. Timing is super important. So, kind of perfect timing where the iPad's about to come out, and we look at it and say, well, that can replace the whole computers, and that's actually efficient enough. And you can actually create a very mobile environment where now it make it really efficient. So not only you make it cost-effective, efficient, and it's also, very helpful to restaurant owners. So that's how we started it.
Our guest is Andy Lim. He's the CEO and co-founder of LeVu. So, Andy, were you looking at opportunity in an industry, or did it just become self-evident because of some conspicuous episode in your life? How did that happen?
In LeVu, I look at it as somebody else's problem. Like, it's just to help a friend. But there's many other things that, because before LeVu, I did the a web development company. DJ know this. We go a long way. I try to solve a lot of businesses' issue and how to make it efficient, right? So a lot of time when the problems keep coming up, and you just like nobody's doing anything about it, and entrepreneurs just usually, I'm gonna fix it. That's just the mentality. To me, that's my mentality. I'm just gonna do it myself if nobody else is doing it.
Well, lots of entrepreneurs have great ideas like yours, obviously, and solve problems. The challenge is access to capital and or what I call ubiquitous traction, meaning getting folks to use it. It doesn't mean anything if you have a great restaurant, but no one knows where you're at. So how did you achieve what I call ubiquitous traction?
I think people put a lot of focus on capital building, which shouldn't be the point. There's company that definitely, and company need capital, don't get me wrong. But, essentially, LeVu start with nothing. We don't have any capital. We're profitable since second month of operations, and been profitable since. I think when you are B2B business, if you create a product a business willing to pay for, you don't need funding. Until when you get to that growing stage, when you want to scale, we did the investment not because we need money. We need that kind of competitive environment, competitive resource to compete with Silicon Valley, to compete with, rival out there that have $100 million funding. They outgunned us on everything. So that's the reason behind the funding, to scale, not to start the business.
So once again, you've solved a problem at point of sale at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You had the old way of doing that transaction,
sure,
which was obviously obsolete and obsolescent, inconvenient,
yes,
disruptive, cumbersome, all those things. You solved that problem. But how did you get folks in restaurant environments to use your product? And how do you continue to achieve that type of scale?
So the quick answer is, from web development, I know how to get the search engine optimization running up right away. And, people kind of have the same mindset. When you see a problem, you're like, wait a minute, iPad should be able to be a point of sale. So people will Google iPad POS, and we're number one in the world. So that's why we're in 86 countries. It just spread. And people kind of have the same mindset. When you see a problem, other people probably see it too.
Right.
So it's not like, you kind of be the genius that you kind of know what's happening. It's just people know, but it's very obvious. A lot of ideas created that way is because it's obvious and nobody doing anything
well,
about it.
Well, it's like there was some guy in Cleveland that invented a drive-in, mm-hmm, for hamburger joints. And now drive-in burger joint business is 70%
exactly
of all the business, just because some guy put a window and a arrow and a little speaker.
Exactly.
May I take your order? And guess what? It revolutionized
exactly
the hamburger business.
Exactly. Exactly.
That should be on TV,
And Andy, it's not like you've taken something and had to start it from scratch. You took a talent, you had a web development, and you knew coding, and you understood it. You took a need, restaurants struggling with the POS system, and you married the two with existing technology, but wrote the software and to make it work to the next level. And I think that's what a lot of entrepreneurs need to know is you took a great idea and you ran with it and never looked back.
That's correct. I think people put too much planning instead of doing. I think people need to just, if you have an idea, start with a prototype, see if it works. And then if it does get attraction, people love it, then try to figure out your business plan. I'm not opposed to a business plan and know what you want to do, but I believe in making things happen. I believe in actually doing things instead of planning things. You can have a little planning, but do it and make it a reality first. Then I think the rest is just execution. You just keep executing. And then business plan is one part of the kind of, I don't think you even need a business plan if you're trying to get funding or you're trying to do anything. And for a company that doing maybe a B2C business, probably need capital funding up front because, they're probably not going to make money right away.
Mm-hmm.
It takes them years to make money, and that's the methodology of Facebook, that's the methodology of Google, where consumer app is not going to make money. Therefore,
well,
they need,
look at General Montgomery and Omar Bradley in World War II. They were sitting there waiting to take orders. Meanwhile, Patton was taking the Third Army right down, the Nazis' throat because he took action. He wasn't sitting around like a bureaucrat waiting to take orders.
Exactly.
Got into some trouble for it, but he probably saved 500,000 to a million Americans by taking action.
Exactly.
Andy, share with our leaders why Albuquerque, because I know you love Albuquerque and you're passionate about making a difference in growing economic development. But let's go back and tell us how you settled here and how you started your business.
Well, it's actually a long story, but I'll make it very short. It's actually an earthquake in Taiwan of 1999 that prompted me to actually get the hell out of there. I know a woman here, a girl here. So it's actually just earthquake first and a woman. That's what get me to Albuquerque. Albuquerque is not really a disaster. we have no natural disaster. So that's a very good home for me. Plus I love the place. I mean, what else? I mean, you have the mountain, you have the snow, you have the, four seasons, right? A beautiful place. I have my wife and kids here now, so I'm rooted here. So I don't see there's any not loving Albuquerque as a reason.
Sorry, Andy. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect Now. Our guest is Andy Lim. He's the CEO and co-founder of LeVoo. We're with you every Saturday on 1050 KTBL. 10 to 11 a.m. I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes.
Our next live event, DJ, is at your place, Exhibit?
November 18th. Save the date. It's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's called the Jingle Mingle Biz Gratis. Last year, we had over 350 people. RSVP by calling 828-0574. This is a free event with hors d'oeuvres, food, beer, wine, sodas. It's a great event.
Our next live event, ABQ Connect Now, will take place December 2nd at Dave & Buster's from 5 to 8 p.m. If you're a business person listening out there, just give me a call at 604-9081 and or present a business card at the event and ask for Jeffrey and you'll have a free admission. So, Andy, getting back to your endeavors as an entrepreneur, what else do you have as a line extension? Anything else that you're going to extend in your business platform? Obviously, you've solved and will continue to solve and evolve the point of sale in a restaurant environment. But what are you going to do to line extend at all your business? Or do you have other strategies in mind without surrendering anything confidential?
Well, I think at the states of the company right now, we are, you know, we are going to the stage of scaling. So sometimes you have to slow down. So to answer your question, the foundation needs to be there before you scale. So we are not actually looking at, you know, any other crazy thing to extend to what we're doing right now. We want to focus on restaurant, but more importantly, you have to slow down to go fast. So right now we're fixing all the foundations, you know, from customer service, you know, product, sales, marketing, so the whole department kind of restructure it, make it a really good foundation before we go up to the next level. When we go up to the next level and achieve that, you know, maybe we'll think about
that's
what
a great
kind
point.
Of extension.
I was reading an article in a Trade Industry magazine about a year ago, and Mike, you'll find this interesting too. McDonald's, their sales went down for the first time because they became too eclectic a menu. It became too diversified that they forgot they make hamburgers and fries. So you're right. The way to go forward is maybe to slow down, focus. What is my mission? What do I do well? And let's do that very well and grow our market. So that's a great point, not to dilute what you do well.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to be the best in the world in restaurant point of sale.
So in that regard, do you have a team, a board, a committee, a group of folks that assess what you're doing, how you're delivering, how you're executing, how you're assessing threats, how you're assessing competition? How do you basically assess your business?
So that's what part of the investment for. It's not just the capital. It's the know-how, the resources, the connection, the partnership, you know, bringing those A players to the company. And that's what we've been doing right now. It's just, you know, bringing the A players that know exactly in terms of architecture of your technology and make it so much better, 10 times, 100 times better. Bringing somebody that know how to market, you know, the C-level kind of people that, you know, unfortunately for SaaS, you can't really hardly find here in Albuquerque because there's no history of SaaS company here in Albuquerque, you know, born and bred here that has been the level that we're actually at. You know, not to, you know, talk too big about LaVou, but I think we're the only SaaS tech company that kind of emerged in kind of the tech environment that already started happening here in Albuquerque.
Right. Well, you're the apotheosis. You're the very representation of what businesses can be in Albuquerque because you solved the problem, you gained critical mass fairly quickly, and you basically, I think the essence of what I've heard you say is you took action. You didn't think about business plans too much, whatever. You saw the problem, and you basically just went after it and took care of it. And I really admire that. My personal mantra is because I can, and then I apply action to that.
Exactly, and I think that because we have the resources, we have the know-how, we have the people, and I think it's just a lot of mindset problem, right? We talk about mindset. It's just like, And with the internet, with globalization, you can do things pretty much anywhere. It's not just like before, right? I mean, Bill Gates, there's no internet. I mean, it's not really when you start a company, there's no easy connection. Email real quick and suddenly you are in front of 200 investors. You can't do that before.
Yes.
Now people spring up startups from Berlin, Jakarta, you know, small places in the world.
So I'm inferring from what you said, and I agree, if the inference is accurate, that the Albuquerque mindset in business tends to be, I don't know if the word is passive, but it's not as aggressive as you've probably seen it in other markets. Would you agree with that?
I think that in some... I think the mindset is... people don't think that it can be done here, which is false.
What do you attribute that to?
Because people start looking outside. When they achieve a certain point, they start looking out for outside. Or before they even started, they're looking outside. They're looking at, you know, going outside. And people will tell them to, oh yes, you can't get a programmer here. Which is total bull crap. I mean, we can get...
Yet all these amazing vanguard industries that we live with every day happened in New Mexico.
Exactly.
Rocketry.
Exactly.
The first 7 astronauts were trained in Albuquerque.
We have brainiacs here.
Absolutely. We have
a lot of brainiacs here. So it just... I mean, I think it's just because nobody have done it, just like what Dale was mentioning. Then I think the best way is to not say it, just show it.
Yeah. I think part of the problem with New Mexico is because we're landlocked. We're not a port city. We don't see things from China, Singapore, Jakarta, Italy, whatever. And some of those more cosmopolitan port cities see more. And I think it opens what I call infinite possibility. Because we're landlocked, I don't think we see as much esoteric eclecticness, if there's such a thing. Obviously, you're from the Asian world, so you've seen a cosmopolitan, infinite possibility mindset, and you bring that to Albuquerque.
Yeah, I think it takes two to tango, right? So if you have mindset where you don't think that is possible, then the outsider's not gonna look it into Albuquerque and say it's possible. Right, and if you, so I think two way street here. If we don't start doing things and start making things happen, then nobody's going to see it or do it.
Our guest is Andy Lim. He's the CEO and co-founder of LeVue, and I know you're a modest guy, but you have a multi-million-dollar business that you created from scratch here in Albuquerque. We're talking a multi-million-dollar international global business, and you're our guest, and we appreciate that, Andy Lim.
Yeah, Andy, going back to the 86 countries, let's talk about when you first founded LeVue, August of 2010. How long did it take you to exponentially grow in 86 countries? That's a lot.
So I think progressively, we are, I think by the third and a half or fourth year, we're already in 86 countries. I think, you know, anything can happen right now with the internet. I mean, as long as if you get a one-hit wonder in YouTube, you'll be famous everywhere, right? So I don't see it. And when we create a product, we create with the mindset of globalization. We have that foundations. We build it with that kind of foundation, because if people can't use it, then it doesn't matter where to find it. So we put in some kind of infrastructure and translation dictionary that can be translated to any language. And then the user will actually contribute themselves to do that. So, I think that's why.
Andy, how many employees do you have currently?
We currently have about 56 plus.
Are they all downtown Albuquerque?
They're all downtown Albuquerque, yes.
And how many coders do you have in-house? Because I know we have a lot of great coders here in Albuquerque.
We have about 9 to 10 coders.
That's awesome. You know, I want to go back to, what do you think is a great way to improve the economic climate in Albuquerque? What would you suggest, knowing that we're looking on the outside sometimes and Albuquerque has so much to offer?
I think the go-getter kind, and just, you know, say, hey, if you have an idea, execute it, and then yes, go, you know, to 1 Million Cups, go to, you know, connect with you, connect with Albuquerque Connect, that's what we're here for, right? And, you know, see if there's any help that can, if you need help, people, you know, this is a strange thing that I think, exists here than nobody else. I think people are so willing to help here. It's just, you just got to reach out.
I totally agree. When you first started LeVue, did you ever go to 1 Million Cups or Verge or any place like that? Or did you just take off running?
I don't think the 1 million cups existed yet. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Vert existed yet. So I just pretty much did it.
That's amazing. Jeffrey, this is a guy that took coding and had a small business where it was just you. Did you even have an employee in your web development business?
No, I couldn't find a good one until I find actually a good one. And I say, let's do this together with the Lavoo. Yeah.
And then now you're the CEO and co-founder of Lavoo with over 50 employees quite a few years later. And it's a lot different running a business with 50 plus employees than just you.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Anything you want to share to our audience as a business owner, besides, you know, take that risk, look forward, don't worry so much about the planning, and, you know, take that gut feeling. But anything you want to share as you're growing a business, maybe some lessons learned that you've achieved. You know, you talked about when you first started out, there wasn't many resources, but there are now. What would you suggest to listeners if they have a great idea and they have a business, but they're struggling with maybe the next step to grow?
I have this, I mean, this might sound wrong. I don't know if I should air it on radio, but it has always been my metaphor of, you know, creating business is like creating a baby, making a baby, right? So you're passionate, and then you make this baby, and this baby came out, and you got to nurture it. You got to be, I mean, in order to raise this, you have to be passionate. You have to work hard. Nothing is easy about it, right? And then after that, you know, you're going to scale this baby. It's going to grow up. So, you know, I think people they have to be passionate about what they're doing. They have to execute and bring it to the world and see if people, you know, love it or not, you know? And then, unfortunately, you know, I think people just get the planning. It's like you can plan your baby all day long. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen.
Meetings and planning.
Meetings and planning.
I used to work at the chamber, and I'd say, you know, no meetings. This is what we're doing.
Exactly. And
everyone, when we would inexorably have a meeting, I'd say, you've got these three things to do. Here's your timeline.
You have an agenda.
I would say that in front of everyone else.
Yes.
So now things become accountable to a person with a time mechanism, associated with it, and if they didn't show up with that stuff done, they're out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not working with you again.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
Because
we have a mission to fulfill, and here's our vision. The other thing is, I've seen lots of businesses engage in what I call organizational drift. They started out making cupcakes. Next thing you know, they're trying to make donuts, and they're not good at making donuts, and their cupcakes suffer. So obviously what I've gleaned from what you said this past half an hour is you take action and you maintain focus. Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots
you never take.
Yeah.
Oh, so true. And innovation changes so much. What do you see going in the future with the iPads? You know, they're always talking about what's coming out next. Do you have any kind of inside knowledge with Google or iPads that can help you always stay on that innovation cusp with the POS system? Or is it something that you're really just coding from the background and continuously keeping up with?
Undoubtful, there's going to be a new technology coming up. I'm not sure. I mean, you look at, you know, Apple Watch. You know, it's kind of already, you know, it's not necessarily changed the game yet, but it's going to be more of those. I think there's a lot of things that we saw, we can't discuss it yet, that, you know, like Apple, Apple is our customer, our clients. So there's a lot of automation. I mean, if you look at, you know, iPhone 6 that came out, the new one, and the new iOS, there's a lot of prediction of, oh, such and such might have called, but it reads your email, actually. I don't know if you saw those. Okay. So it's a lot of prediction of in the future. It can predict what you are trying to do or what you are doing. So we just got to incorporate that technology into it.
Do you ever worry about the cyber hacking? Because you hear so much. This is, by the fact, it's the end of cyber hacking. And tell me what you feel. How do you protect yourself from anybody grabbing on to your technology that you can share, of course?
You don't need a cyber hacking to actually like get into any technology. I mean, you can look at it and copy it. You look at Baidu is copied Google. You're looking at, you know, a lot of things being copied in China because they see it successful here. Crackly is copied in China with Wuba. I mean, they can look at the technology, can kind of make it happen. So there is also cyber hacking and spying, and of course, you know, people coming over here and try to do that. But there's really, I mean, you can put a gate and lock and stuff. Eventually, people will be able to unlock it if they determine enough to unlock it.
So, Andy, again, thank you for tuning in to ABQ Connect. Now, I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes.
If you'd like to get a hold of Andy or any of our guests, give me a call, 604-9081. I'm interested in competition. So clearly you've changed the way restaurants are and will continue to do business at point of sale, which is an enormous business pivot in that industry. Sure. Do you concern yourself with competition? And if so, how do you deal with threats and competition in that industry, in that space?
Well, we have a pretty big competition, obviously, in Silicon Valley right now, right? I'm not going to mention the name, but, you know, how we compete is, you know, we need to, well, that's why we get the investment. We need to get to the resources, to the know-how, to the elite architecture that we can provide, that we can make sure that we are on the same level or not, or if not better. So, you know, that's part of the investment, the strategy. And, you know, always keep up with technology. There are certain things that we're doing that other people didn't. There are certain things that I can't say in the air, but we're trying to be innovative. You have to be innovative. If you're a tech company, you have to be
innovation
innovative.
The word is a little bit of a platitude, no offense to you, but I learned a long time ago, be first in the marketplace and dominate. Be first in the marketplace and dominate. Coca-Cola did that 128 years ago. Guess what? They're still first. Avis Car Rental, first in the marketplace, dominates, still number one. So we got a couple of minutes, but getting back to what you just discussed, so you have patents, intellectual property associated with your technology?
No, we don't. We try to just keep it to ourselves. And, you know, what we're trying to do is, you know, at the end of the day, is making business successful, making restaurant owners successful, whatever it takes. So we're not worried about, you know, we're just going to figure out the technology that's going to help them. And if it works out, that's great for us and the customer.
And Andy, I really thank you for putting Albuquerque on the map with technology, because it's difficult to be number one in your industry. It's easy to be number two, sit back and watch your competition and copy or restart. But what I appreciate you is you are a trendsetter. You are that person that thinks outside the box and you take risk. And I read this book called Rapid Change for the Impatient Leader. And I really believe that's you. You're constantly restarting and moving forward with acceleration. So we thank you for being on our show today and for putting Albuquerque on the map.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you again, Andy, for being our guest. Once again, Andy Lim, CEO and co-founder of Lavu, essentially changed an entire industry by integrating a new technology into that. And an Albuquerque a business person. DJ, thank you again for co-hosting ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday on KTBL 1050. Don't forget our next couple of live events, DJ, quickly.
November 18th, 5:30 to 7, Jingle Mingle, Biz Gratis at Exhib It, RSVP at 828-0574.
And our next ABQ Connect Now event on December 2nd, 5 p.m. Thank you again for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now.
Did you know that only 50% of your marketing dollars actually work? That's right, just 50%. Which 50% is working for you? Are you tired of wasting money and not reaching the right target audience through your marketing dollars? Exhib It can help you get noticed through design and print of corporate branding, marketing one sheets, brochures, and trade show displays. Marketing has changed, and the way to reach your target audience is changing. If you want to grow your business and work with a reputable and well-known company, be sure to call now and talk with one of our marketing and Exhib It experts, 828-0574. That's 828-0574. Or visit us on the web at exhib-it.com. Again, exhib-it.com. Exhib It, it's New Mexico's leading provider of marketing, design, and printing. and portable, modular, and custom trade show displays. Proud sponsor and co-host of KTBL 1050 AM ABQ Connect Now Business Talk Radio Show on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m.
KOB's talk partners, 1050, KTBL, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, a Cumulus station.
Texas tornadoes, boots on the ground. I'm Michael Toscano. Tornadoes.